Chris Darrow and I went to different high schools together in Pomona in the late 50s. You were nine. And Pomona at that time was a citadel of horniness. It was before the pill, and everyone went steady then. A lot of you will remember those heinous days. You went steady and worked on your car. A lot. Flames painted on the front. Tuck and roll upholstery on the inside. Angora dice hanging from the rearview mirror. Little hula dancer up in the back, maybe, you know. If you were really hip, you had an outside speaker for the muffler. And every Saturday night, you'd go to the drive-in movie with your steady. And you'd see some absurd movie, you know, like Frankie Avalon, Deborah Wally, Jim Backus in Gidget has a brand new hickey or something like that, you know? Hickeys were big then. Hickeys were big. Hickeys were your badge of honor, you know? Hickeys showed that you'd been in the arena. I had a decal I would put on if I had a bad week, you know? I got it at the store where you buy the rubber dog do, in case you're wondering where you would get a plastic hickey. Did you ever wonder if we're the only country selling rubber dog do? I have. So in the case of the guy who wasn't a football captain, going to the drive-in was a hideous experience. So you're driving home. The windows are all steamed. You've been making out for 4 solid hours. Now, making out was supposed to relieve being horny in the 50s. Of course it didn't, but we bought it. Somehow we bought it, yeah? I always thought I was hungry, you know, so I'd have 50 tacos and eat. I don't know. So there you'd be, all the windows would be steamed, you know. Be 400 cars going at 3 miles an hour out of the driveway. You know? A hand on the front going like this, you know? I went to parochial school. Right. So the rumor of blindness and brain damage was running rampant at that time. They say you only grow through pain and suffering. In that case, I am 12 feet tall.